The Queensland Government is promising to improve security for teachers in the Cape York community of Arakan. 25 staff from Noel Pearson's Cape York Academy voted to leave after a violent confrontation between youths and the school principal at the weekend. The teachers' union says most of the staff want to return if their concerns are met. Samantha Donovan reports.
Last Saturday night was the last straw for weary staff at the Arakoon campus of the Cape York Academy. Youths were trying to break into the home of two teachers. Kevin Bates is the president of the Queensland Teachers Union.
I think it's fair to say that teachers were very frightened. They initially did call police. They also, in an agreed arrangement that we made with them when I was in community about 3 weeks ago, I met with them face to face. They called the principal for support, and it was the principal coming to help that led to the other incident involving young people and a motor vehicle.
The ABC has been told about 20 young people confronted the school principal. One of them allegedly had an axe, and the principal, an Indigenous man, surrendered his car to them. The Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has told State Parliament this afternoon arrests have been made.
I've been advised by the Queensland Police Commissioner that prosecutions have commenced for the offences of armed robbery, unlawful use of a vehicle, willful damage and assault. I've been advised that 6 offenders have been charged and 4 offenders have been remanded in custody. Everything that can be done will be done to ensure the safety of the Arakoon community. I've also directed my Director General to look at the broader social and economic issues in the Arakoon community as a matter of priority and report to me.
Kevin Bates from the Teachers Union says 10 staff have already flown out of Arakoon to Cairns, and he's expecting another 15 to leave tonight. He says the teachers want more secure housing, less noise at night, and more effective policing of the community. He's been concerned about their conditions for weeks.
There's been long-term problems around noise in the community. There's an issue to do with music being played very loud till the wee hours of the morning, and that's created a circumstance where people find it extremely difficult to sleep, and as a consequence, both teachers and students are being sleep deprived.
Are those same teachers hoping to go back to Arakoon if their concerns can be dealt with?
To a large extent, yes.
The prominent Indigenous leader Noel Pearson is the founder and co-chairman of the Cape York Academy. He was unable to speak to PM, but in a statement gives his full support to the staff's decision to close the school for a week and leave the community. He's urging the leaders and families of Arakoon to tackle the problems that are driving these incidents. Alcohol is banned at Arakoon, but local independent MP Billy Gordon admits sly grogging is still a problem. He isn't sure if the alleged assailants had been drinking.
Apart from potentially just a couple of young fellas out for a bit of fun, or you know, what may have been under the influence of alcohol, we're still getting to the bottom of that, and I think over the coming day or so we're going to have a very clear idea about that.
A community meeting will be held in Arakoon on Friday. The Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says a government minister will be there.
Samantha Donovan.